This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you, as you can tell, but I do know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Glad to be back. Wow, man, what a week. What a week in the sports world. Since I've last talked to you, a lot of things have happened, to be honest with you, man. We've had the NBA Finals come to an end. We had the NBA draft happen. Zion Williamson goes number one. It kind of goes to what we thought it was going to be in general. The NHL Stanley Cups have happened. The NHL draft has happened. So, yeah, man, tons of things have happened since the Dorfman has talked to you here on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. NBA free agency, that's huge at this point. What is Kawhi going to do? You know, it's crazy because when you think about it before, it was all about Kevin Durant. It was all about Klay Thompson. Well, here's the deal. Klay Thompson is going to stay there, man. I'm telling you right now. Klay stays in the Bay, and then I would not be surprised if Kevin Durant follows suit. But what does Kawhi Leonard do? Does Kawhi Leonard go to L.A. and not go to L.A. to be with the Lakers? Does he go to L.A. to be with the Clippers? Man, oh man, that is going to be something if that is what winds up happening. And then something that I thought was really cool that happened over the weekend, a couple of cool things that I thought happened over the weekend. Dodgers, man, they're getting it from everybody. They're getting help from rookies. They're getting help from veterans. They're getting help from just about everybody, man. So pretty unbelievable stuff with what's happening with those Dodgers, man. Pretty unbelievable. And I actually think we're on a real collision course for the Dodgers and the Yankees to go at it in the World Series. Look, man, I'm not a rocket scientist, and I know that those two teams are very good. Houston might have something to say about it, too, and so will some other teams, but Dodgers and Yankees in the World Series is what I'm saying right now. And believe me, we're going to talk a lot about free agency in the NBA. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
If a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A lot to talk about, a lot to get after in the sports world. So if you want to, call me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so I'm going to start out talking a little bit about NBA basketball and my final thoughts about what we saw in the NBA Finals, and then we'll start kind of digesting the NBA free agency market. Look, man, the Toronto Raptors were very deserving. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, people. Kawhi Leonard, and he's going to be a lot of the discussion when we're talking NBA at this point. Fantastic in the finals. And obviously the biggest guy in the NBA free agent market. With what happened to Klay, with what happened to KD, it makes Kawhi Leonard all that much more interesting. I mean, how does the guy leave Toronto? After going there and winning an NBA championship, first one in Toronto Raptor basketball history, first one for Canada. And when you're playing for a whole country, I mean, there is something that is very unique and very special about what's going on with the Toronto Raptors. Whether you're a fan of it or not, there is something special about it. And that feeling of having a whole country behind you. That was something, man. That really was. So I think if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto, wow. Like, think about what could be for the Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard. It's something when you think about it. It really is. They'd be a favorite to come out of the East year in and year out for the next 3 to 5 years, I'm sure. So that's just some food for thought where why Kawhi would want to stay in Toronto. You go there, you have the success that ultimately is really, really tough to have happen. And wow, what a difference maker he was versus DeMar DeRozan when people were so upset about that. looks like it turned out the right way. And then firing Dwayne Casey after he wins the coach of the year. I mean, that took some serious cojones, man. So when you think about what transpired and what took place for the Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard, why would the guy leave? Why would the guy leave? But then you look at it and you say, well, he's a Southern California kid and the bright lights in L.A. and going back home. But he wouldn't be going back home to go to the Lakers. He'd be going back home to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. And then they become an odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship, just like that. So if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're that kind of a difference maker, you're like the new king in town, man. And they've already got LeBron James and Anthony Davis in that town now, after that deal will be completed. But the Lakers, man, that's a disaster. Really is, in my humble opinion, that's a disaster. So the Clippers are actually the better option. There's already billboards going up in L.A. for Kawhi. So don't be surprised if Kawhi goes to L.A. Don't be surprised at all. But maybe be a little shocked if you thought he was going to the Lakers, because he's not going to the Lakers. He's going to go to the Clippers. So very intriguing as far as the free agency market. And then when you think about the free agency market and who's out there for the NBA class, let's just throw some of the names out there for you. This is supposed to be one of the more talented free agency classes in years. And when you hear the names, you're going to be like, yep. I mean, there's obviously the Kevin Durants of the world. But like I said, things have changed for him dramatically. Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, Chris Middleton, Kristaps Porzingis, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler. That's headlining the group of 170. Yes, 170 players that are projected to hit the free agency market at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on June 30th, people. There's 13 teams that have cap space, and one of them is the Phoenix Suns, by the way, which is where I come to you from each and every week. Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of money to be spent here. They did a lot of dumping. TJ Warren. The move I'm surprised they didn't make was getting rid of Jackson, freeing up another $7 million. But that's beside the point. Getting back to things. 13 teams have some money to spend. There's 9 that have $20 million or more. So there's going to be some money tossed around. The J.J. Reddicks of the world, the Danny Greens of the world, they're going to get paid their $13 to $15 million, man. And to me, that's what's the most miraculous thing about NBA contracts, contracts in general in sports. Dude, these people are getting paid. The kinds of money that is being thrown around, it is astronomical. It really is. It is absolutely mind-boggling to me. So the NBA free agency market, once again, is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be better than the regular season. I mean, we had the stories, don't get me wrong. We had the Bucks had a great year. Toronto had a great year. You had Denver who had a great year. I'll tell you who to look out for. A team to look out for in the free agency market, Dallas Mavericks, people. Dallas Mavericks. they could be pretty interesting come free agency time. Mark Cuban is not afraid to spend money. We know that. So look for them to be active or try to be active in the free agency market. And then don't expect Klay Thompson to go anywhere. He's staying in the Bay. I'm telling you right now. I already knew. Look, I'm guaranteeing you that they had already talked about this and Klay was going to stay. And I know he's another guy that's a Southern California kid. And I know that his father played for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think that his father might be with the Los Angeles Lakers in some capacity at this point. And I know he's got a great relationship with Jerry West. I mean, look, there's certain things that happen because guys have relationships with people. But there's also certain things that happen because you're just having so much fun playing that brand of basketball and being that guy on that team. And I'm telling you right now, I do not see a case or scenario where the Splash Brothers get split up. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are going to be playing for the Warriors for a long, long time. Long time, believe me. Kevin Durant, he'll probably sign that 1 year, 2 year deal. And then you never know from there. Kyrie Irving, I'm telling you right now, Boston wants him to get the heck out of Dodge. I know that. Guaranteed. They're like, we're better without you, man. We are better without you. The one that's going to hurt is Al Horford. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's wild. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back. I'll continue getting after it in the sports world, people. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I spent a little time talking NBA in the last segment. I'm going to get you some scores as to what's going on in Major League Baseball right now. Indians finally looking like they're starting to wake up a little bit. 8-3 over the Tigers. Boston Red Sox got hammered by the Blue Jays, 6-1. And the Red Sox have been playing a little bit better, too. So that's going to be an unbelievable race. And believe me, we'll get to the standings in a moment. But I'll keep running through the scores for you. Marlins beat the Phillies, 6-4. Anytime you lose to the Marlins, that's not a good thing. Braves, 4-3 over the Nationals. Braves continuing to just play really well. They're going through a really, really good stretch right now. Padres going down to the Pirates, 10-11. That was an interesting game. It was 11 innings, so that was a pretty fun game to be watching. Astros, 9-4 over the Yankees. And here's something just about the Yankees that's kind of cool. They have a streak of 27 games in a row where they've hit a home run. And I believe they've hit something like 45 home runs in that stretch. Just something remarkable that they are just smacking the ball. I know they get the loss, but they are smacking the ball all around the park. And the Astros, look, I think it's going to be the Dodgers and I think it's going to be the Yankees, but I do think the Astros will have something to say about it. Trust me. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Astros get to the World Series, but I just think that the Yankees and the Dodgers are on that collision course. Brewers beating the Reds 7-5. Brewers are so up and down, man. They're crazy. They literally are just so up and down. They can win three in a row. They can lose three in a row. They can lose four in a row. They can win three in a row. They're all over the place. And the pitching is definitely something that we have to watch as the season goes on. Royals beat the Twins 6-1. And you know what? The Twins have been playing really well. So every now and then you have a day where you're just not going to go out there and play your best. And that's probably what happened for the Twins because they've been having a phenomenal season thus far. Cubs beat the Mets 5-3. And I think Javier Baez hits that home run in the eighth inning to put those guys ahead 5-3 at that point, and they never look back. So Cubs win over the Mets 5-3. Rangers beating the White Sox 7-4. Rays beat the Athletics 8-2. Rockies go down to those Dodgers who, again, man, they're playing great. Really, really good baseball. I don't even know. I think they got 54 wins already. So they're definitely pushing that 100 mark for sure. Them, Houston, Yankees, they're all going to be doing it. Once again, they'll get that 100 mark, guaranteed. Diamondbacks beating the Giants 3-2. Mariners 13-3. And what has happened to the Mariners, man? I wait till I tell you the standings, because a few weeks ago that team was at the top and now they're in the cellar. Angels 6-4 over the Cardinals. And then that was really cool. That was really cool what happened with the Cardinals and the Angels over the weekend. If you didn't see it, Albert Pujols, a guy that obviously played many, many years for the St. Louis Cardinals. Most of his mark was made with the Cardinals. And the ovation that guy got was just something. It was really something special. So I thought that was pretty cool. And that just shows you the appreciation, the love, the respect. It shows you that these guys are knowledgeable sports fans. Like, it really does. It shows you the appreciation that they have for a guy that, yeah, you know what, you weren't happy when he left, but you know what, you're watching a dude that did some really amazing things in your ballpark. And he hit so many special home runs and had that unbelievable run with him and McGuire. And you got to be a part of that. And I think that that's what happened with those St. Louis fans at that game. They showed their respect for a guy that was really awesome for them at one point. But again, had the downer of him leaving. And now they've all kind of healed, if you will, and appreciating him toward the end of his career. I think that was pretty cool. I really do. All right, so let me get you some standings in Major League Baseball, too. Yankees on top of their division by 4.5 games. They've got a 49-28 record. Tampa Bay is behind them, and then Boston behind them. And this is going to be a three-team race. At this point, I really think you have to look at the standings and you have to say, this is who we are. If you're 20 games over 500, you're a really good baseball team, because you're probably going to wind up being 30 or 40 games over 500 at some point. So the Yankees on top of their division, and I'm not surprised. But I am kind of surprised that the Red Sox took this long to get going. They are playing better. They will have something to say about what goes on in the American League for sure. That's a guarantee. Minnesota on top of the Central. Cleveland, I think when you talk about baseball, you really have to know how to pump the brakes a little bit. Because Cleveland looked like a team that was going to underachieve like a week ago. Let's be honest, like a week ago. They look like a team that was going to underachieve. And then they play 10 games and they go 8-2. And Minnesota goes 5-5. And all of a sudden that double-digit lead is now a single-digit lead. So don't count the Cleveland Indians out. And they've got really good pitching and bullpen and all that stuff. And we know they'll get the timely hitting when push comes to shove. And I think that Minnesota at this point, they're looking in the rearview mirror. And if you're Cleveland, you've got the gas pedal pushing down. And right now, if you're Minnesota, you can't take your foot off the gas, because this team is behind you. But at some point, they're going to get hot and they're going to play good baseball. And I think we're starting to see that here. And as we move into the All-Star break in a couple few weeks here, we'll see if this thing tightens up even a little bit more. So Minnesota on top there by 8 games over Cleveland. And then there's everybody else. White Sox 13 back, Tigers 22, and Kansas City 23.5 back, which is terrible. They're done for sure. Houston Astros on top of the West. And now this is interesting what's happened in this division. Astros on top now by 6.5 over the Rangers, who just started playing pretty good baseball too. Oakland Athletics are behind them. Angels behind them. And then the Mariners in the cellar, who at the beginning of the year, they got out of the gates really well. They were playing fantastic. Now they're in the cellar. Pretty crazy stuff. National League in the East, this is a developing story, and it's been happening now for a couple of years. The Atlanta Braves, people, that's a pretty good baseball team, in case you didn't know. 46-32 now. Moved ahead of the Phillies by 6.5, 8.5 over the Nationals. Mets, what's happened to them? 4 games under 500 now. And then the Marlins, we know about them. That's the worst team in baseball. But wow, the Braves are playing great baseball. And they're a team that may have something to say about what goes on in the postseason in the National League. The most fun division in all of, maybe in all of sports, to be quite honest with you, is definitely the National League Central, where you have the Cubs on top of the division by 0.5 game over the Milwaukee Brewers. You have the St. Louis Cardinals behind them by 2 games of the Cubs, and obviously a game and a half back of Milwaukee. The Pirates only 5.5 back. Cincinnati only 5.5 back. Like, this is seriously the best division in baseball, without a doubt. Hands down, this is the best. Doesn't mean that, I guess I got to categorize what I mean by the best. It's the most competitive. That's what I mean. Most competitive. In every other division, it's almost like there is no race. You got 6.5-8 game leads, which again, those are going to shrink. I'll guarantee it. But point is that the Central and the National League changes on a weekly, changes on a daily, for crying out loud. And then you have the National League West, where the LA Dodgers, man, oh man, they're good. They haven't even lost 10 games at home yet, people. They haven't even lost 10 games at home yet this season. Nobody else in the Major League Baseball can say that. Houston's close. They've lost 11. But wow, Dodgers have lost 9 games at home. And the last few games, the last 3 games, they've had rookie guys come up with the big hit for them to win games. They are getting it from everywhere. They are getting it from everybody. They're a good baseball team, a really good baseball team, maybe the most complete baseball team in all of Major League Baseball, at least at this point, in my humble opinion. We'll see how injuries take place. We'll see what happens with guys getting injured late in the season. But right now, I really like the Dodgers. That's a good baseball team, people. Colorado's woken up a little bit, but they went to play the Dodgers, and that can't be any good for you when you lose 3 straight. So LA Dodgers making their mark early in the season. Major League Baseball going to be fun to watch throughout. So keep your ears and eyes open, people. Anyways, I know the music's going. I got to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to do that, come back, and continue talking about sports, because that's what the Dwarf Man does. Keep it close, everybody. Weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0, featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0, featuring all the right tools for the jewels, and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, weekend recap. It is Sports Overnight America. You can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just something I ran across that I think is kind of interesting. Not majorly interesting, but kind of interesting. And it's in the NFL. When you think about some of these guys and who they had throwing to them. So out of these guys, the percentage of seasons which each wide receiver spent working with a Pro Bowl quarterback during their careers. And I'm going to mention about six or eight guys. And then I'm going to give you their percentage. And then you can think about what it means to those potential guys as to how well they perform throughout their career. Marvin Harrison, 69% of the time he played with the Pro Bowl quarterback. Pretty amazing when you think about it. Jerry Rice, 67% of the time he played with a Pro Bowl quarterback. Terrell Owens, 60% of the time played with a Pro Bowl quarterback. Randy Moss, 44% of the time. Chris, all he does is touch touchdowns. Carter, 38% of the time. Art Monk, 31%. Tim Brown, 29%. Steve Largent, 21%. Megatron, 8%. What could have been for that guy had he played with a better quarterback? And then this next one is why a lot of Arizona Cardinal fans think that Larry Fitzgerald would be the greatest of all time had he played with a better quarterback, and that's 13%. So it's just kind of an interesting little piece of information for you about certain wide receivers that have played this game and then who they went on to play with, the percentage of their career as to how long or how little they had a Pro Bowl-like quarterback. So it's just kind of interesting. Speaking of football, I'm excited for NFL football. I really am. And to me, you can talk NFL football all year round, especially being a guy from the great state of Wisconsin, where we talk Green Bay Packer football. It's like wall-to-wall basketball. It's wall-to-wall football. But I'm going to kind of just go through a few things, maybe go through some of the divisions and give you my outlook, at least right now. And again, it's June, so a lot can happen. You know, I always like to have the torn ACL pool. Like, who do you think is the first running back that's going to tear their ACL? And it's kind of a fun little thing, but you know what? It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. Or like, who's the first quarterback that's going to get knocked out? Just some fun things that I like to do with listeners and then people throw out their idea. And then, you know what? If they're right, we usually have something for them. But there's the NFL is the king, man. It's great. All right, so let me get to it a little bit. In the AFC East, I guess the biggest question here, well, there's a few. Like, how do the Jets perform with all the changes that they have? Le'Veon Bell coming to them, how big of an impact is that going to have? Will Sam Darnold be better in his second go-around? Will anybody be able to push the New England Patriots? Probably not. Probably not. The Miami Dolphins, will they be better? Buffalo, what's up with them? Are they going to find a quarterback? Do they trust the guy they have? Because that's been the problem for them, man. Will New England miss Gronkowski? Probably. But Tom Brady's just so damn good that he'll find other guys. We know that. They'll get other guys for him. And I love the pick, the draft pick of N'Keal Harry. I really do. Stealing that dude at 32. Guy is ridiculous. I had the pleasure of watching him a lot. Played for Arizona State. So I literally got to see this dude almost every week. And I got to stand there and watch him right on the field. It's a freak of nature, man. So I if I'm him, man, I'm so happy that I'm playing with Tom Brady. I can't even tell you. But question there is, will anybody be able to contend and compete with them? And I don't think so. I think they're all a couple of years away. When Tom hangs it up, maybe. AFC North, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Everybody's all over Cleveland. We know that. With all the changes that they've made, bringing all the guys that they brought in, all the names, tons of names. And most notably, OBJ. Odell Beckham Jr. We know he's got talent, everybody. We know that. Will he be able to keep his head in the game? Baker Mayfield showed us that he's got heart. He's got determination. He wants to be great. We know that. Is Cleveland ready for it? Is Cleveland really ready for success? Probably not. Probably not. Will it come together for them? I don't know. They look better last year. We all know that. But as you get better players, the expectations become greater too. And that's when sometimes pressure busts pipes and guys don't perform to the level in which you would hope they can. So I think expectations will really be, it's either hit or miss for these guys, because the expectation, the bar has been raised. And let's be honest, when's the last time we could ever say that about Cleveland anything? The bar has been raised for these guys. Cincinnati, I mean, whew. Andy D, man, he's not a bad quarterback. But seems like he makes mistakes in key moments. Baltimore Ravens, they've passed the torch. Joe Flacco's gone. Lamar Jackson's the guy now. We all knew he would be too. We knew that. But I mean, look. Pittsburgh's a different team. No Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. The Killer Bees, not happening anymore, man. So I think Pittsburgh's going to be interesting. I think that's a team that you kind of got to look out for. They got a lot to prove. They got a lot to prove. You know, because if things don't go well on the field, then everybody's going to be like, well, you know what? You should have sucked it up and paid these guys the money that they wanted and this and that and the other. I kind of like the approach Pittsburgh took. When you see the way that athletes control their respective leagues, it was kind of cool to see a team say, no, no, hell no. We're moving on from this nonsense. And those guys were like two of the best players in the game at their respective positions. That's a statement, people. So I think Pittsburgh has a ton to play for. AFC South, Houston, interesting. I love the makeup there. Talk about a dynamic quarterback. Oof. Andrew Luck and the Colts. Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they going to rebound? Probably not. Probably not. I expect big things from Andrew Luck. I expect huge things from Andrew Luck. Guy came back from that shoulder surgery, and wow. He was really, really good. Guy had a great season. Great season. And if you're the Houston Texans, man, oh, man, you're like so pissed off about the way that you went out. And if you're not, then there's something wrong with you. I know Deshaun Watson. Well, I don't know him, but I know the type of competitor that Deshaun Watson is. Dude is a gamer. He wants to be one of the best too. So I expect them to have a really, really, really good season. I expect DeAndre Hopkins to play well. He's been around for a while now, in his seventh year or something like that. Kid out of Clemson, which, by the way, Clemson, wow. Always fun watching Clemson. They're so damn good. But keeping it in the NFL. AFC South is going to be a fun division. Texans and Colts. Those are my teams there. Texans and Colts. And which guy is going to outperform the other guy? Is it going to be Deshaun Watson? Or is it going to be Andrew Luck, who I think is going to have an MVP-like season? I'm going to go with the Colts. I like what they did, man. Getting some more offensive line help and things like that. Just keep bolstering that for Andrew Luck. AFC West, Denver Broncos, new quarterback there, Joe Flacco. Say what you want about Joe. He wins games. Guy's had a lot of successful seasons. Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, one more year. Whew. Wow. Going to be fun to watch that offense. We already know that. Chargers? Well, you know, again, that's another team right there. Got to be a little disappointed about the way that you exited last year, because you had a tremendous season. You were a good football team. So you got to be really disappointed about the way you exited. Speaking of exiting, Oakland Raiders, they now have AB, man. They got Antonio Brown. They got Derek Carr. We all know that. I don't know what you think about him. I'm not totally sold. I don't think many people are. But truth be told, Oakland Raiders, Hard Knocks, man, is going through Oakland. It's going to tell you right there, it's going to be a crazy year for Oakland. It's going to be a crazy year for the Oakland Raiders, man. But I think that division, that's obviously, in my humble opinion, it's Kansas City and the Chargers. Those guys are going to be battling things out big time. Big time. Anyways, I got through the AFC. I'm not going to make it through the NFC. We'll save that for next week. So a ton to talk about in the sports world, people. I love breaking it down for you. I really do. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Obviously, you can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. I don't know. I'm looking at things here, and I see the time. So, yeah, there it is. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that, come back like I always do, give you my parting shot, wrap things up right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here on the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. Love coming to you each and every Sunday live starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always get at me, the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter and we can always continue the conversation there for hours on hours and days upon days. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Talked about a lot of things, man. Talked about a lot of different things. Went through baseball, went through basketball, went through some football. I'm going to leave you with something else. And that is the World Cup. I'm not a huge soccer guy. I'm really not. But when you have a team like this USA women's team, you have to be a little bit excited about watching them play because they're so damn good. They're so fun to watch. They play hard. They're out there to score as many goals as they possibly can and to make it fun for the viewer, which is something that I think soccer is really missing. So if you don't know, watch the women's U.S. soccer team. They're really freaking good, and I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I'm going to do it. I'll be back next week like I always am, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. This was the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Your phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. USH Day on Dan Patrick Radio, speaking of Sirius XM, Channel 211. We're very happy, proud to be a part of that organization. Sports Overnight America, as we say, coming to you live from all over the place. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You're on terrestrial radio, you're on Sirius XM, you're on the American Forces Radio Network. We're really, you know, live and in living color, no matter whether you are coming or whether you are going. And, you know, speaking of that, we got plenty to talk about, plenty to catch up on, and we will have a fun edition of the attack for you. I am Bob Black, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is a warrior thing, and for many of you, we know that it is. We're going to catch up on some NBA. We're going to talk to you about Major League Baseball as the heat is on, as summer increases. And, you know, we haven't had that first axing yet, but there's a couple in Major League Baseball around about to happen. And we'll talk about that a little bit as the Mets are losing their minds. They have an 82-year-old pitching coach and a manager who went ballistic on a reporter along with one of their pitchers. And we'll get into that a little bit and talk about the ramifications of the fallout, because the organization has already apologized, and I have a feeling that Mickey Callaway's head is going to be rolling down the street before too long. But you know how that is, and you know how that works. Again, we've repeated that being part of the American Forces Radio Network is near and dear to our hearts. And for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know that we are very, very passionate about it. So if you guys are out there and you're listening, you see somebody in a uniform, just go up and thank them. You know, buy them a cup of coffee, buy them a donut, buy them a meal, whatever the circumstances are, because they're running towards the danger while we get to sit here and just, well, talk about sports, which is a beautiful thing. All right, we step aside right now. When we come back, National Basketball Association, a little bit of draft for you, a little preview of free agency and anything else that pops into my feeble little mind. We'll be right back.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now. Now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words, buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I am Bob Black, the great Scott Cuddy, back from his journeys around the universe. Back in San Francisco, pressing the buttons, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks, but we got plenty to talk about. You know, a lot happened when we were gone, taking a little bit of a hiatus, which we needed. We have a new NBA champion up in Toronto, and well-deserved, well-earned. There was certainly plenty of drama to go around and plenty of drama continuing in the National Basketball Association, not the least of which is Kevin Durant injured, Klay Thompson injured. Looks like they're both going to be down for the entire year next year. Maybe Thompson comes back. And so free agency, as it will start occurring in the not-too-distant future, will be a subject of conversation as they are both unrestricted free agents. What does Golden State do as they move into their new building? As Draymond Green said, do not count them out yet, and I will not, because I know that they're going to be doing extraordinary things to try to get a contender into that building as they open up for the first year, but it's almost a mulligan year for them. But after that, everybody will be another year older, another year wiser, but not necessarily another year better. And we'll get into all the ramifications of that as we go along and we talk about free agency. But the draft was last Thursday, and we were down on Friday. We get to talk about it today. And as expected, the big Z, Zion Williamson, went number one overall in the NBA draft. He could go in the NFL draft the way he's built. No surprise there to the Pelicans. Grizzlies drafted Ja Morant. The Knicks drafted R.J. Barrett. From there on, it got interesting. And I'll tell you something. It when you look at the way the NBA draft is structured, and as we go into the week, we'll break it down a little more team by team and talk about the strengths and weaknesses of what each team did. Questionable stuff, not so questionable stuff, the whole nine yards. The reason why the NBA, which is at its peak right now and rolling in popularity and doing everything that it needs to do, is not on the level when it comes to the draft of the National Football League, is the fact that they can't announce the trades as being official until the end of the month, which is just flat out idiotic. So when the commissioner calls up DeAndre Hunter, who on draft night was nattily dressed in his nice little suit and was having a big day, and all the fun stuff that goes along with it. His parents were there, and he was emotional, and he was having a good time and everything else, as they called him to the podium with the number four pick, which was initially owned by the Lakers. He had to go up there stupidly wearing a Laker hat, even though the pick had already been traded to the Pelicans, who in turn had traded the pick to the Atlanta Hawks, which is where DeAndre Hunter is going to end up. So it just looks stupid on the players. They have no emotional investment. They can't talk about the fact that DeAndre Hunter is going to Atlanta. And they just don't do it right. And it's something that the NBA has to change. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to not have free agency before the draft, so you know what the hell is going on. And I get it, the league year and the money and everything else. Just announce the damn trades so these kids can go up there and enjoy the moment and not be hypocritical about what they're doing. It's not their fault. It's the league's fault. But to go up there and stand there in a hat that everybody on the planet knows doesn't belong to the player, and he's not going to play for that team, is just stupid. And the optics are bad. And the fact that the league itself, you know, everybody's scrambling at home. You couldn't keep up with the trades that were being done with your computer in real time. Even the guys on the sets were getting confused. Whether you were listening to NBA TV or you were listening to ESPN or wherever you were, they were barely keeping up with the movement of what was going on. Now, of course, the story was Zion. And look, my opinion of Zion Williamson and his skill set, I think the ceiling for him, and it's amazing how they talk about how great this guy is, but they're all afraid to say the words, because if he busts out or he's not as good as a lot of people think he's going to be, nobody wants to be on the spot for saying how good they think he's going to be. And when they do a player comparison, who they can compare him to and make sure that, you know, it's on the record as such. I'll say it flat out right here, right now. I think he's going to be the second coming of LeBron James. I think there's things in his game that he has to work on, but he has a magnificent handle. He plays extraordinary defense. He knows the angles, knows the lanes. He can block shots. He's 6'7", probably closer to 6'6", 280 pounds. He elevates like nobody's business. But for the high ceiling, I'll put it right up there. I'll put it up with LeBron. I'll put it up at the very worst. He ends up like the round mound of rebound, Charles Barkley, who was 6'4 and 275 pounds, 280 pounds, 290 pounds on a good day. And I'll give you the floor for him. We talked about the ceiling. I'll give you the floor. And nobody's mentioned his name. I've listened to a lot of draft stuff leading up. Nobody has mentioned his name. Larry Johnson, grandmama, who was on his way to a brilliant NBA career at 6'4", 260 pounds, power forward, who had a back injury, who still had a solid NBA career, but not a great NBA career. It didn't turn out to be great for Larry Johnson. Played with the Carolina team in the Hive, ended up with the Knicks. Knicks got the second version of him, of course, which they do with everybody. But he still had a very solid NBA career. And if Zion ends up having a solid NBA career, it'll be close to Larry Johnson. That's my opinion. Built similarly, pretty similar skill sets. And if that ends up being his career, that's not so bad. But they're hoping that he ends up being much more than that. And I you know something? Well, if that ends up being the case, not so bad. But he's being expected to carry a franchise. And, you know, quite honestly, if you look at the expectations in New Orleans, and they're already having parties and parades and all this kind of fun stuff, they need to tamp it down a little bit, to be completely honest. But it you can't do it. He's going in with the highest expectations of any player since LeBron. Pure and simple. And they're not going to be able to get away from that. So, you know, it with the weight of a franchise on your shoulders, Zion is he's going to have to come through. Now, for him, he did the right thing. He went down immediately to New Orleans, was introduced. He went into the public arena right away. He was working on some basketball courts that they were repairing, made himself available to the public, signed dozens and dozens and dozens of autographs, didn't walk away from anything. He gets it. As far as the PR aspect of it, he gets it. But as far as the basketball end of it, well, it remains to be seen. All right, we're going to pick it up right there on the other side. When we come back, we'll have fun and frivolity here in the attack. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Bob Black. Don't go anywhere. I will hunt you down. Trust me, I will.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black, Cuddy. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Just for jollies, I pulled up Larry Johnson's stats. He ended up being a 16.2 per game scorer, 7.5 rebounds, 3.3 assists. For his career, the first half of the career, which was spent in Charlotte, 20 points a game. Yeah, back in that NBA, the grinded out NBA, the not high flying NBA, they were very admirable statistics, and he was durable. First few years in Charlotte, 82 games played, got hurt, then came back with 81-81. When he went to the Knicks, obviously all the stats dropped, and he was done by 2000-2001. It was a 10-year career. And, you know, again, I'm not wishing that on Zion, but they do have a similar body type. Zion, in, you know, today's world of nutrition and health and workouts and all that kind of fun stuff, his body is better than Larry Johnson's. But if you're going to compare, and they have Larry on the Wikipedia listed at 6'7", which ain't even close to where he was. You know, again, that's the floor. The back injury, solid Larry Johnson, and the ceiling is LeBron. Charles at the worst. If he has Charles Barkley's career, okay, you got your money's worth. But again, he's being counted on down in New Orleans to raise a franchise from the doldrums. And I think David Griffin is going about things the right way. They've got a young team. They have a team that has assets on it. The expectations, of course, have been raised. I am guilty of that myself. And I am one of those teams, people that think that this team cannot necessarily contend for a title from Jump Street, but certainly get in the mix out west, which is going to be interesting and is also going to be wide open going forward. And perhaps get in contention for a playoff, an 8-slot, 7-slot, 6-slot. You look at the talent on that team, and we'll talk about depth. We'll talk about what they were able to do in the draft. They still have Julius Randle listed on their depth chart, which he's gone. So in free agency, ain't going to be getting him back. But, you look at it, they got Lonzo in the trade. They still have Jrue Holiday, who is not going to be moved. There was speculation on draft night that he could end up being moved, but not going to happen. Brandon Ingram, whose blood clot issue has been cleared up, Zion, and Jahlil Okafor. And they also drafted a center out of Texas who will get plenty of time. He'll foul out of a lot of games to start his career off, but he's going to get plenty of time in Jackson Hayes. It's a good team. It's a solid team. They got Josh Hart, Elfrid Payton, Etuan Moore on this roster, and they'll sort it out. They got a bunch of draft picks. And if you look down, like I said, Jackson Hayes, who ends up getting picked overall 8th by the Hawks, but he's going to end up with the Pelicans in one of the trades. They have Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who's a very solid player, who got picked 17th. The Nets were picking for ultimately the Pelicans. Then it's traded the pick to the Hawks, who actually made the pick, and they're trading the pick to the Pelicans. You can see what I'm talking about here.
It's going to be a solid, decent draft for them and a solid, decent roster. They also, in the second round, got Marco Silva. He's going to be stashed in Europe. Pelicans did a nice job. And David Griffin knows what he's doing. This is what it comes down to. And Demps did not. Now, they extended Alvin Gentry another year, which you know how I feel about Alvin Gentry. But they're going to give him the opportunity to run the team and bring the team forward. And if he's able to do it and he gets the team to the playoffs, because he did get them to the playoffs the year before, then I'll shut my mouth, at least for a while. I just don't think Gentry is that good of a coach. Now, I am also not in favor of the knee-jerk reaction. And, you know, everybody knows I believe in stability in organizations. So now that they have a GM in place, now that they have a director of basketball operations in place, and Gail Benson has opened up the checkbook and recognizes the fact that she can have something very special here. It's never going to be on the par with the Saints. But they are excited about basketball down in New Orleans again for the first time in a real long time, probably since they got Anthony Davis. But they were never able to put a solid basketball team around AD. And that was part of the problem. It's part of the reason why he wanted out. And we get all that. But with that being said, considering that the Lakers were trying to get him at gunpoint last year, and David Griffin, and you talk about the difference in organizations right now. You talk about the Lakers being completely dysfunctional and the fact that the LeBrons, the fighting LeBrons, are a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Rob Pelinka didn't have the wherewithal to realize that had they delayed the trade till after free agency began, he could have created a second max slot. So instead, they have 1.5 max slots. You know, they're just nobody in that organization has a clue. And we're talking about the freaking Lakers here. They've gotten to the point where they're actually worse than the Knicks, which is saying something. And the poor Knicks, man. I mean, they did everything right this year. They cleared cap space. They tanked without tanking because Fizdale had the team playing hard all year. They just didn't have any talent. They get in a position where they got basically a 1-in-3 chance, 15%, but, you know, the three best odds to get the number one overall pick. And who ends up with it? The team that had, you know, like the 10th worst opportunity in the New Orleans Pelicans. So they not only lose Zion in the draft, Durant ruptures his Achilles, so he's gone. And Klay Thompson blows his knee out, so he's gone. So all their free agent targets with their two max salary caps went bye-bye. From all accounts, they're not going to get involved with Kyrie Irving, which I happen to like. That's a pretty good move, I think, on their part. So they stayed the course. And they went with R.J. Barrett, who they truly believe can be a star. And, you know, in revisionist history here, and let's be fair about this, people don't remember that going into the college basketball season, and you could already see it starting to happen before the regular season started in college basketball last year, but R.J. Barrett was the presumptive number one overall pick. He was going to come in, one and done, be the number one pick, and Zion blew past him like a freight train. And I think something that speaks well to both of these players out of Duke is the fact that, and to Coach K as well, to be fair, there was no jealousy on the team. And if there was, it was certainly well hidden. They got along with each other. They ended up being roommates. They ended up becoming best friends. The NBA, not being fools when it comes to public relations, they already have them matched up in the very first game in Las Vegas Summer League. So they're going to exploit that
as much as possible. And when it comes to a consolation prize, because it was apparent that Memphis was going to go for Ja Morant, not so bad for the Knicks. Now, what they do with their cap space remains to be seen. Rumor and speculation has it that they're still looking to throw a max money deal at Kevin Durant, which when it happens, if it happens, if it goes down that way, it's something that I'll comment on at the time. But let me say this. At 30, going on 31 years of age for Kevin Durant, the four-year max deal I felt was money well spent because you'd get three really good years out of Kevin Durant, maybe a fourth if you were fortunate. With him having an Achilles injury, not going to be able to play next year, coming back at 32 with uncertain health, it's money the Knicks should not be spending, at least not in that direction. And as badly as they wanted him, and I feel bad for the kid, I really do, there's no way I'd drop that checkbook on Kevin Durant. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, we're going to take a trip to Tampico in honor of Scotty, and we will go into the world of Major League Baseball where the fireworks are abounding, not all of them on the field.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912, 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Buddha. It's better not to have buried him. I did right. Yeah. Should have done, maybe. Bury his clothes and leave him to the ants and the buzzards. Buzzards. If somebody saw them circling, they'd know something was dead. Buzzards ain't spotted him yet. Lucky for me.
Curtain! Clayton! Clayton! Where are you? Clayton!
I've got to get a hold of myself. I mustn't lose my head. That's one thing certain, he ain't here. I got it. The tiger. Yeah, that's it, the tiger. But they dragged him off to his lair, that's what. Yeah, pretty soon, not even the bones will be left to tell the story. Done as if by order.
What a good scene. What a good scene. What a good scene. Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save you hiney. 84 currently, feels like 95. A lot of humidity going on. High is going to be a 95, but not yet. 40% chance of rain. Low is going to be 82. And, you know, when you're in Tigerland with Bogart, which that's just a brilliant scene. Just a brilliant scene. Enjoy yourself in Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby as well. It's 69 currently, feels like 66. Some clouds in the sky. Again, a 40% chance of rain, but geographically in another place. High is going to be 75. Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, is no longer the coldest city ever.
Cold. That's a good one.
All right, back to the attack. Black, Cuddy, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, we're going to be talking about NBA and leading up to the draft and all that kind of fun stuff. We'll dive into some National Football League as well and all that, you know, nonsense that goes along with the summer doldrums. But there are no doldrums in Major League Baseball. And in the midst of all these pennant races and everything else, you got two managers that are so definitely on the hot seat right now. Actually, three, if you count Martinez in Washington, but they've been playing better baseball, so maybe he gets a respite. But in the Mets, who earlier in the week blew out their pitching coach, Dave Island, and their bullpen coach, and replaced them with Phil Regan. Phil Regan, 82-year-old Phil Regan, who is a consultant within their system, is now the interim pitching coach. Now, I don't think they're going to name one between now and the end of the year. It certainly doesn't appear that way. But the Mets are floundering. They've had all levels of injury, but they're just not playing good baseball. And Mickey Callaway, who is firmly on the hot seat, even though Brody Van Wagenen seems to like him, had a tirade and cussed out a reporter from Newsday, which is a local newspaper here. It's a real rag. But, you know, he went after a reporter. And Jason Vargas had to be restrained from teammates from going after him physically after the loss to Chicago, where they played well and were hoping to win the series outright. But the reporter, Tim Healy of Newsday, who I don't know, but got a phone call from the owner, Jeff Wilpon, to apologize on behalf of the organization. This does not put Mickey Callaway and the organization in a good light, and his head may roll sooner rather than later. because of this. And after the news conference, Healy, who provoked things a little bit after the fact, Callaway walked past him and Healy and other reporters in the clubhouse, and Healy told Callaway, "I'll see you tomorrow," and responded by Callaway calling him a mother bleeper. And he walked away, and then he came back out and cussed him again and told him to leave the clubhouse. And Callaway said, "You know, don't be a smartass." And Healy was trying to explain, "Well, I didn't mean anything by it. He should have just walked away." And so should Callaway. And Callaway said, "Get this guy out of here to security." That got Vargas's attention. And he went after him. It's ugly. When you're losing, it's ugly. And the team isn't in the toilet, but they are 37-41. They're from all appearances, somewhere around a 500 team. They're going into Philadelphia, which is on the skids themselves. And Gabe Kapler's the other manager that is certainly on a toasty warm seat. And I'll be curious to see how this plays out. Mets better start winning and better start winning soon, or Callaway's going to be gone. But I will say this, and you take it back to earlier in the season when the Mets were playing the Marlins and got swept on the road. And at the time, the Marlins were the worst team in baseball. And oh, by the way, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the Marlins, yeah, they're still a bad baseball team. But I'll tell you something, Derek and all the prospects that he traded for, they're starting to play some decent baseball. He got a lot of live arms in those trades. He's been bringing them up slowly but surely. They don't have the bats that they need, but some of those guys are doing better as well. And the Marlins are playing a better brand of baseball than they were, but I digress. It was thought that Mickey Callaway was going to get fired then, coming back in off that road trip. That didn't happen. Van Wagenen gave him the dreaded vote of confidence. But the team responded in the short term, started playing better baseball, but they've hit the skids again. It was a rough road trip. Played better towards the end of it. Depending on what they do against Philadelphia, I think is going to go a long way in determining whether or not Mickey Callaway survives as a manager. And I will say this. The players really like playing for this guy. You know, back when the Miami thing happened, you saw Noah Syndergaard come out, a couple of other players, Todd Frazier among them, that came out and said, "Hey, look, this isn't Callaway's fault. He's not making bad decisions. We're playing bad baseball." And then this time around, Vargas had his manager's back. Whether it was the right thing to do or not, going after a reporter is not the right thing to do. But he did have his manager's back. And from all accounts, he's very well liked in the clubhouse. But injuries to Robinson Cano, injuries to Jeff McNeil, injuries to Brandon Nimmo, and not playing a particularly good brand of baseball, and getting absolutely no bullpen support, is dooming this team. And as we approach the trade deadline with about a month and change to go, they're going to have to make hard decisions because they have some guys who are going into either free agent years or arbitration years. And they're going to have to decide whether their so-called vaunted pitching staff is worth keeping together. Vargas has pitched pretty well. And I think he has another year left on his deal. So he would be valuable for prospects to some teams. Zach Wheeler, who started to come around again and had a very nice outing the last time out, is going into free agency. And they're going to have to decide whether or not they want him to be a cog in the rotation going forward. Syndergaard, yeah. I love Syndergaard. I love his stuff. He throws at 100 miles an hour on a consistent basis. But there's no consistency in his game. He always manages to have the one bad inning. He reminds me a hell of a lot of Sid Fernandez, the Dole Pineapple Man. And there's a lot of that there. Now, Sid didn't throw at 100, But Sid would tease you with amazing stuff that sometimes was just virtually unhittable. But then, you know, he'd have those three or four straight outings where everything was a rocket coming off the bat. And he'd end up with a record two or three games above 500. And you just couldn't figure out why he wasn't the ace of the staff. Well, Syndergaard's the same way. The undisputed ace of the staff is Jacob DeGrom. Now, DeGrom gave up a three-run dinger yesterday. Actually, he didn't. I'm sorry. It was Seth Lugo. But, you know, he's been a little bit off his game this year, but a lot of that has to do with the fielding behind him and the fact that the team's just not very good at this point. But Syndergaard, and he was dangled out there in the offseason where they almost made a move with the Marlins with him, which was going to be end up being a three-way deal where he would have ended up with the Yankees for JT Realmuto, who ended up going elsewhere. But the Mets were looking to get Realmuto and put him in behind the plate and be their guy. They couldn't get him. They ended up getting Wilson Ramos, who's been okay, but nothing great. So it's a team that's not functioning particularly well. They got a first-year GM who didn't hire this manager, who's never had general manager experience before. He's an ex-agent. And the warts on the team are beginning to show. Now, with that being said, they still have time, not even at the halfway mark of the season yet. But they're getting close. And when you look at the standings, they're sitting in a position, unfortunately for them, when they're looking up at a number of teams. Now, fortunately for them, nobody's running away with the division yet. But Atlanta's starting to. And where the Mets 2 weeks ago were sitting five games out, they're not now sitting nine games out. They're only a half game behind the Nationals. And they're 2.5 games behind the Phillies. So, I mean, they can make a little hay if they go into Philadelphia and take care of their business. But Atlanta's starting to play very good baseball. They've called up a couple of their high-end prospects, and thus far they're producing both on the mound and at the bat. And Atlanta is starting to pull away. Phillies are only a game over 500, and Kapler, who has the $300 million man in Bryce Harper, is definitively on the hot seat. And they're not getting anything that they thought they were going to get out of their pitching staff. Harper has been okay. Hadn't been bad, hadn't been good. But here's a guy that's sitting there with a .248 batting average, 13 home runs and 52 RBIs. So he's on pace for about 30 home runs and 110, 115 RBIs. But he doesn't hit for average anymore. They've moved him from center field into right field where he's much more comfortable. But, you know, you're paying a guy $300 million. He hasn't earned it. And he's expected to carry this baseball team. He's been a good soldier. And there hasn't been any issues as far as any of that goes. But he's not playing up to the level of his contract. And he's putting Gabe Kapler on the hot seat. Not to mention the fact that they haven't gotten the pitcher. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with some more MLB. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all
all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black cutting you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We were talking Major League Baseball before we went to the break, and we will wrap it up with that as well. You look at it, and the pennant races are not quite in full gear. There are some trends going on, and we'll get into that. We got the whole summer. Take care of that. But there are a couple of things that are readily apparent. Number one, Dodgers ain't no fluke. I'll tell you that. They are no fluke. They're 26 games over 500, and they're just annihilating everybody that they come in contact with. The thing that's good about the Dodgers this year is that the talent that they have on the farm system, who have come up due to injury and performed on an elite level, it's going to give them capital as we head towards the trade deadline to get additional pitching or whatever they feel that they need, a piece here or there. I don't think they're going to have to tweak too much, but they're already proving themselves on the major league level, and that's going to give them a lot of leverage when it comes to going after select players. And if a team, and we were talking about the Mets before, if they want to reboot and they want to move a guy like Noah Syndergaard, they're going to be able to get a big-time haul out of a team like the Dodgers, who have multiple prospects to put on the market, position players, and move them to another team. Yankees are in the same boat. With all the injuries that they've had, they have a bunch of guys who came up out of the minor leagues, out of the depth of their farm system, and performed on an elite level, that they're going to be able to go after pitching if they decide that that's the direction that they need to go in. That's probably where they're going to go. So plenty to talk about as we go forward through the baseball season. Plenty to talk about with you each and every day. Hope you enjoyed listening to the show. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. This has been Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 211. Have a great day, everybody.